Grand slam for Masters!
It's time for Blessed to Play on EWTN Radio, uncovering the role that faith plays in the lives of sports professionals from around the country. And now, here's your host, Ron Meyer.
Fire, score!
My guest today is Luke Becker. He played professional baseball, and he is playing professional baseball in the Independence League for the Schaumburg Boomers. He was drafted by the San Diego Padres after playing collegiate ball at the University of Kentucky. I'll talk to Luke about his professional playing career and also an incident that happened while he was at the University of Kentucky that changed his life. Be sure to stick around for that during the second half of the show. I'd like to welcome Luke Becker to Blessed to Play. Luke, it's great to have you on.
Ron, thanks.
Well, let's talk about growing up in a small town and developing this skill set for the game of baseball. I know you played a number of sports in high school, but let's just get right into it. How did you develop a love for the game?
Yeah, so like you said, I played three sports all throughout high school, all throughout when I was a kid. Baseball kind of took over when I was like eighth, ninth grade. My grandparents had season tickets to the Twins game, so I went to a lot of those. Went down to spring training. I think that's really when I made the decision. I think I was ninth grade, and I was like, hey, I want to do this. But always really had a love for it. But as a kid, probably, you know, I liked whatever sport was in season. But, you know, that obviously developed later, and then high school, I really started to focus on it.
Now, growing up in Fairmont, Minnesota, it's a small town, so obviously the competitive level of baseball is not going to be compared to those in the big cities or the big burbs, if you will. So talk about developing that skill set, playing in that small town of Fairmont, and how did you get noticed from the pro scouts?
Yeah, so, and I didn't really play a whole lot of travel ball either, which, you know, that's become a really big thing to get scouted now. So, you know, I didn't get scouted really until my senior year of high school, which is a little bit too late. But, you know, people around, you know, in Fairmont are good ball players. So I wasn't even the best player, you know, growing up. So I had a lot of really, really good teammates and friends that were good at a lot of different sports as well. And then what really got me scouted to go to junior college is that my older brother, was playing there. And then before him, there's a kid from my high school that played junior college at that college as well. So it kind of just trickled down. I kind of got lucky because I didn't really do enough, the travel ball circuit to get, scouted, but you know, I kind of like that, you know, it developed a journey a little bit differently, but I like that.
Yeah, quite a journey it is. And you mentioned junior college ball. You played at North Iowa Community College. In fact, you led the team to regional and super regional championships in 2015, hit .364 with 17 doubles, 12 home runs, and 63 RBI. So you really came into your own at the junior college level, and then an SEC school noticed you, Luke, that being the University of Kentucky and the Wildcats, and what a brand of baseball it is in the SEC. But talk about that decision to go play for the Wildcats in Lexington.
Yeah, so, and that was made possible because we had a really good junior college team. So we made the World Series, and that's, you know, I was getting a couple calls during the season. But when we made the World Series and having some success there, a lot of teams started calling. And yeah, Kentucky, it was between about six schools. And Kentucky, once I visited there, it was very clear to me to go and play. The people were awesome. I liked the, you know, Lexington is kind of smaller, town, which is, you know, that's something that I liked. You know, with all the horses, it's kind of a farming community, which I grew up on a pig farm. Mm-hmm. So I kind of knew right away that Kentucky was the place to go. And then, yeah, it's in the SEC, which is the most, you know, the best players in America go and play in that conference. So I knew the challenge, and it was challenging right away. It was very difficult to go from a junior college in Iowa to the SEC. But I had really, really good coaches and teammates that helped that transition.
Blessed to Play, Ron Meyer chatting with Luke Becker. He's playing professional baseball right now in Schaumburg, Illinois for the Schaumburg Boomers. He was drafted by the San Diego Padres in the 2018 Major League June Amateur Draft. And while you were at Kentucky, you got to play teams like Georgia, South Carolina, LSU. But talk about the atmosphere of playing in the SEC. And I think that would have prepared you for what you're doing now, playing professional baseball.
For sure. Yep. And that was a goal when I was in junior college. I was trying to get to, the best college baseball to prepare me for the minor leagues, professional baseball. So that was a thought process that went into that. And my first year in the SEC, I went into SEC play, leading the team and average and stuff. And then all of a sudden SEC play, and it hit me pretty hard. It's just it's a whole different style of baseball. You go into, those opposing crowds that are 5,000-6,000, sometimes, up 8,000-9,000 fans, and it's just different. Everybody's throwing hard. The competition level, and you don't get a break. It's a constant battle in the SEC. But I really enjoyed it. Once you get used to it a little bit, you start to take advantage of it and use it to your strength.
One of the games that sticks out while you played at Kentucky is your game against LSU, and I had Coach Paul Manieri on this show, but you had a grand slam and 5 RBI during that game. Was that one of your biggest games during your collegiate career?
Yeah, and I actually didn't even start that game. I came in to pinch hit maybe in like the 6th inning or so, and I hit a home run then and then later in the game too. Probably the most memorable games. I mean, I think they were ranked 3rd. I think we were ranked like 6th or 7th. So it was a really big series. And we ended up taking 2 out of 3. That Paul Manieri's, one of the best coaches in college baseball. And I think after that first night, he had an interview and said, this Luke Becker kid might have overlooked him a little bit. And that's kind of how I played, through Kentucky. I didn't mind being under the radar kind of guy, and then show some flashes like that. So I kind of took advantage of that, took pride in that a little bit.
Well, you quickly went on the radar, and the pro scouts definitely noticed you. And in fact, in 2018, the Padres picked you in round 9. You were the 261st overall pick. And Luke, I know when you play Little League Baseball, the dream of playing in the big leagues is always on your mind. And now you have the chance to play pro ball. Talk about that day and when you got the news, and now you're going to be a professional ball player.
Yeah, so you're exactly right. Like I said, when I was 7th, 8th grade, I really started to focus on baseball, and I went down to spring training. I was like, hey, this is what I want to do. So everything that I was doing, after that in high school, junior college, my first 2 years at Kentucky was to get to that level. And I just kept working I was against the odds in a lot of different ways. And then when that happened, it's almost like a sigh of relief, but you take so much pride in it because it's so many years of work that goes into it. And not even me, my family, a lot of different coaches that I've had, so many teammates that have made an impact on me. So when you get drafted, it's so many emotions that it's hard to even explain that all happened at once. And but obviously when it happened, I was with my family, and it was really emotional, but it was awesome.
Yeah, it was a great day for sure. And you had to play 2 seasons in A-ball in the state of Washington and then in Indiana. Now you're in Schaumburg, Illinois, playing for the Schaumburg Boomers. All right, let's take a break. On the other side, a incident that changed the life of this professional baseball player. I'm chatting with Luke Becker. Don't go away. Keep it here. This is Blessed to Play.
"60 Seconds with Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen.
This Christ who was born was not, as you see, just someone who came by surprise. He's related to all of the people of God through the centuries. And if you pick up the Gospels and read the two genealogies of our Blessed Lord, you will find that in one instance, the genealogy of our Blessed Lord goes back to Abraham, and another genealogy goes back to Adam. What does this mean? It means that this new head of the Kahal, this expectant of the nations, this God-made man, this Christ, is related to the people of God who are to be the instrument of the salvation of the world. The church is the mystery of God in the world for the salvation of the world."
The people you know and trust are on EWTN.
Welcome back to Blessed to Play. Ron Meyer joined today by Luke Becker, professional baseball player. He played his collegiate ball at the University of Kentucky, then was drafted by the San Diego Padres, played two seasons in their organization, is now is playing in the Independence League for the Schaumburg Boomers, and we're catching him right before his season gets on its way. But Luke grew up in a small town in Fairmont, Minnesota, on a pig farm. And came from a faithful family. I went to church every Sunday. So, Luke, faith was really part of the Becker family, and you were exposed to this growing up.
Yep. Started with my grandparents. They're really active in our church. And then I'm the middle of five siblings. We all went to this little Lutheran school in little town of Northrop. I went kindergarten through eighth grade. Church every Sunday. It was a good foundation for our family. It was, you know, every week, you know, we could count on it every single week. And then going to that little Lutheran school, you know, it's an everyday thing.
Yeah, and as many farming communities have, faith is embedded in that community, and the folks take that with them wherever they go. And so did you when you went to the University of Kentucky. And during your time at the University of Kentucky, you went home on, I would think it would be Christmas break in December, and you were in a grain elevator on your farm. And Luke, I'm going to let you tell the story, but this impacted your life greatly, the details of what you're going to explain.
Yeah, yep. So like you said, every Christmas break, I'd go back home and work on the farm. I'd load the market hogs, and then occasionally I would transport corn from our grain elevator to the mill where we grind the corn and feed it to our pigs. I was in this grain elevator, and it was the same thing that I've been doing, you know, for years. And during that Christmas break, I've been doing it for weeks. And for whatever reason, when I was in it, the whole thing kind of blew up. It was a freak accident, but there was a huge explosion in all this machinery area, which was about 15 feet to my left. And obviously it happened so fast that once I heard the noise and the big fireball kind of came around the corner and hit me, I was up on about a 12-foot catwalk. So the explosion hit me, and then it put me on the ground. And then, as far as I know, everything was coming down, landing all around me. And in my perspective, I thought I hit the ground and got out of there, you know, right away. But if you watch the video, it took me like 19 seconds to get out of there. And all I remember is the top of the building was coming down, these big beams, you know, coming right in front of my face. But you don't have any time to think. But once I saw it, I kind of crawled my way and ran out. And I thought that I was on fire, which I might have been, but I dove into a snowbank and I was kind of rolling around. I couldn't really see because of the dust from the explosion had hit me. And then, coming out of that, I escaped with burns on my face, and that was it. Mm. You couldn't even really tell. My hair was singed a little bit, but somehow I managed to get out of that without getting hit by anything. So it was very crazy.
Now, when you come out of a situation like that, I think at least I would feel that you just escaped death. But talk about hours, days after that. How did you put life in a different perspective? What was your frame of mind after experiencing such a horrific incident?
Yeah, so right after that, it was so crazy that you don't really process it right away. And it wasn't until it was a couple hours after I was in the shower and my hair was kind of falling out because it was burned. And that's when it hit me. I was like, holy buckets. And I kind of replayed the fireball explosion coming and hitting me. And then, really the only memory I have after that is this big beam coming down, landing right in front of me. And then I crawl under that and get out. So like when my hair was falling on the shower, that's when it kind of got real. And I was like, holy buckets, this is crazy. And then it was like a week or so later, I left and went down to Kentucky. And then, that's kind of when it, like, wow, I'm so lucky to be able to suit up and about to play a season. I talked with an FCA chaplain down there and then gave a couple talks, going through it all, kind of explaining it. And that's really when it was like, wow, I'm extremely lucky to be able to play, to be able to tell people the story. And then just, over time, it kind of switched how I thought about things. Just kind of switched my mindset. Was like, all right, the good Lord was inches away from taking me, up to Him, taking me away from this world. And when death is that close, it's a wake up call to everything, your faith, the way you live your life, everything. So it made me dive way deeper into my faith, which kind of altered the way that I treated the game baseball. Mm-hmm. So it changed a lot of everything that I was doing, really.
Blessed to play Ron Meyer chatting once again with Luke Becker. He's a professional baseball player now playing in the Independent League for the Schaumburg Boomers. And Luke, you spent two seasons, I should say, in the Padres organization, and you were released, which is tough for any ball player. But in light of what we just talked about, that experience and your faith being brought to a different level, I would imagine it helped you handle the adversity of playing minor league baseball and even being disappointed not remaining with the Padres.
Yeah. Yep. So that day was obviously very tough, and it was 2 short years after I had gotten drafted, which was one of the most happiest days of my life because so much work had paid off. And then 2 years later, everything comes to an end. So it hit me pretty hard. It was really tough. It was tough on my family. But going back to the whole incident, there's still a whole lot left more. Fortunately enough, I'm still playing baseball. Mm-hmm. But it strengthened, what I believe that God is doing in my life. It strengthened my daily faith journey. But thinking about what went wrong with the Padres, I didn't have, and it took me a while to figure this out, but I had no consistency. And the minor leagues will do that to you. And from from getting released, it was another big wake-up call for me. And since then, I've really, really dedicated a lot of my time to find, you know, consistency in my life. And for me, that starts with a small devotional in the morning. And now it just kind of plays through everything that I really do in my life, from listening to Christian podcasts to journaling, stuff like that. So it definitely changed even more of what I do.
Now, you have so many experiences, not only the game of baseball, but in life as well. And you're around teammates for a long period of the summer. Do you see yourself as one who would reach out to other teammates and talk about faith or just life experience to help them along their own journey?
Yep. And that's something that I pray about a lot, because I'm not a very, I don't really talk a whole lot in general. Mm-hmm. So that's something that isn't easy for me. It doesn't come easy for me. So I spent a lot of time praying about that and working on that. And even my last year with the Padres, really the last 3 or 4 months, I was blessed to be in charge of the weekly chapels, which was a really cool deal. And I didn't know going into it, but the minors have this weekly, you know, Sunday chapel deal, and wherever you go, they have it for us. And then my last, I think it was the last 3-4 months, I was put in charge to line up the times, you know, with the opposing chaplain, and then also getting guys to come to the chapel, which, you know, it's not an easy thing to do during a baseball season. Mm-hmm. People, that's not the first thing that they're looking to do when they get to the field. It's all business. People are trying to get ready for the game. So it was definitely challenging, but it made me grow in a lot of different ways of what I was praying about, what I was asking, and that was to get the outreach, like you were saying. So I enjoyed it. It was a challenge, but it was good for me.
Do you feel like you're playing in much more freer now? And the reason why I say that, when you're in the competitive grind and you're trying to make it to the big leagues, from when you're playing at the University of Kentucky and get better, bigger, faster, stronger, if you will, and now going through the minor league system and ultimately now being in the independent league, do you feel yourself playing more freer, that the pressure is off because you experienced so many things the last few years?
Yeah. Yep. And even playing independent ball. So like last summer was pretty crazy with COVID, but I was still able to play about 50 games down in Kentucky. There was an independent ball, kind of a pop-up deal. And that was the first time that I had been playing since being released. And I noticed that it was a whole, I mean, I'm still trying to get back to the major leagues, but I'm not sacrificing everything else. Mm-hmm. I'm just playing. I'm grateful to still be playing. And I think that mindset is allowing for my best play and my best self to come out. When we're, like you said, when we're competing and trying to get where we're trying to go, we sacrifice a lot of stuff, and we sometimes sacrifice our character and our well-being, really. And once you do that, everything else falls apart. So, and it's a struggle for everybody. I've been around a lot of different teammates in a lot of different areas of this country, and it's a challenge for everybody. Some people, they can, you know, handle it very well, but others, it's hard.
Now, you were known as I know your coaches talked about you as a professional hitter, very patient at the plate, and experiencing all this adversity. And we talk about baseball being a game of failure, especially on the offensive side. Is this going to give you, I don't know, I would say a more competitive edge, you think, on the other players now that you've been through all these events in your life that had significant outcomes for you?
Yeah. Yep. And when you're going through adversity and crazy situations, you don't think of that right away. That's not the first thing. When I got released, the first thing to my mind wasn't, all right, you know, let's use this adversity to to power me through or whatever. Mm-hmm. Cause it's a very frustrating time. And I wish that I could sit here and say that I never got frustrated or whatever. But I did, you get kind of down in the dumps a little bit. But yeah, you know, I always try and keep a cool head. And I think, you know, from the things that I experienced at Kentucky and even earlier than that, and then obviously getting released, it's definitely molded me into a whole different person for sure. But also, as a player, you know, the mindset just, it changes a little bit. First of all, I'm very grateful to keep playing, but you know, it doesn't mean I'm sitting back relaxed about it. Mm-hmm. It almost gives me a whole new sense of competing. Like, yeah. Good Lord is giving me another opportunity to play. You know, I'm going to compete even harder. I'm going to go even more at it. So, yeah.
Yeah, great words there, and certainly get the best out of your ability for sure. Well, Luke Becker has been our guest. Well, he came back from a close call with death, and now he's still playing professional baseball in the Independent League for the Schaumburg Boomers. Luke, we wish you all the best on your journey as a ball player, but most importantly in life, and whatever happens, we know your perspective is going to be right on. And thank you for sharing your life story right here on Blessed to Play.
Thank you. Thank you very much for allowing me to get my words out.
Hey, Blessed to Play fans, check us out on the web at www.blessedtoplay.com. That's blessed, the number 2play.com. You could like us on Facebook and hit us up on Twitter at Blessed to Play. For Luke Becker, I'm Ron Meyer. We'll catch you next time right here on Blessed to Play.
You've been listening to Blessed to Play with host Ron Meyer on the EWTN Global Catholic Network. If you have a question or comment about today's show, feel free to email us at info@blessedtoplay.com. That's blessed, the number 2play.com. You can also connect with the show on the web at www.blessedtoplay.com. Again, that's blessed, the number 2play.com. Join us again next time for Blessed to Play on the EWTN Global Catholic Network.